You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
E whakarongo ana koutou ki te hōtaka parakuihi. This is the BFM Breakfast Show and we've got a special guest in the studio, Morena Katerama Pou.
Morena.
Kei te pihia koe.
Kei te tino pai au, ahua, aha, mai au ki te mahi i tēnei mea. Engari, ki te harikoa, ki te hākoa koa, te mahi i tēnei me ki interview.
Hey, thanks for popping in this morning. It's very exciting. We're talking to you about a bunch of different things. We're going to talk to you about this event that's happening on Saturday at the Auckland Museum. But firstly, congratulations on being an APRA My Order Award finalist.
Thank you very much.
This is awesome.
And I know when I first heard about it, I was like, whoa, are you really sure?
You mean me?
Yeah. I was filling out the papers, doing all the nitty-gritty things that they wanted, and I was like, wow, did I do it properly? And when they said, yep, you're one of them, I was like, wee, mum.
Yeah. Hey, what can you tell us about your EP? Because this is the first thing you've put out as a solo artist, which is pretty awesome, but you've been sort of working in music for a wee while. You've been one of Rob Ruha's backing singers too, which
yes,
is awesome.
Well, when I first released my first EP, it was kind of like surreal. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I actually got something out there that everyone can listen to.
Yeah.
And it was 3 years in the making. Mm-hmm. That year was a significant year, actually, because that was the year, 100th year of my hahi ratana. So, it was very exciting. I was very nervous. Most of all excited that something that I've done is out there in the world for everyone to listen to.
Well, it's a beautiful EP, and I'm also really interested because you said your nan helped you a little bit with, you learnt how to sort of read music and write music from working with your nan a little bit. Was that sort of just always been part of your life?
Yeah, definitely. Like growing up, she put me in, well, I put myself in our church band, mm-hmm. and I started out probably when I was a baby, like at five, going to practices with her, going everywhere with them, and then I was around 10, 11 when I started in the band, and ever since then, I've had a connection with the band and reading music, playing instruments, so basically my whole world was around music.
Yeah. So Ratana has 7 brass bands, is that
definitely,
right?
Definitely.
That's amazing. I didn't even know that. What do all these bands do? Are you part of sort of ceremonial stuff? You guys are part of the Waitangi thing, aren't you?
We're basically a band. Well, we're a band for Iho Ngā Mano and for the Morehu, for the people. Mm-hmm. We play church every Sundays.
Awesome.
We do kaupapa, like ceremonies, weddings, whatever the people want, mm-hmm. we basically cater to. But definitely the 25th is a big one. That's when our founder, Tau Pōtiki Urumi Ratana, was born. Mm-hmm. So that whole week is where all the bands come together and we march on people like the parliament. We march on Morehu, the king, mm-hmm. whoever is there to march on. We basically march them on to the marae down in Whanganui, down in Ratana. So,
that's so cool. It's just amazing as well. There's nothing like a brass band, I think, to make you feel really emotional. A brass bands kind of get me in this like weird place. I'm like, right in my feelings.
Definitely.
Hey, so what kind of things were you thinking about when you made this EP? What were some of the sort of songs come out of the stories and the ideas?
So the EP was basically around my hahi. Like, I was born in it. I did everything around my hahi. So I just wanted to let everyone know that God is always there, no matter what you're going through, and if you don't even believe mm-hmm. in God, he's always there, and I just wanted to let everyone know that he has always been by my side, and he's the one that carries me through every day, through this whole, through my whole life. So, and there's messages in some of the songs that go out to youth, talking about the environment and talking about, if you need any help, there's always help out there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, basically that.
That's awesome. You've been working on this for 3 years, as you said. So you've been doing this basically since you were still in school. Is that right? Are you still in school now?
No. So I finished, wow, I can't believe I finished. Yes, I finished in 2017.
Nice.
But yeah, I started singing like professionally when I was, in the year of 2016 maybe.
Yep.
And yeah, I was fortunate enough to be in a big group of 12 called Maimoa Music, and to also sing backup vocals for Rob. So I'm kind of lucky. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a lucky girl to get those opportunities, and from those opportunities, I'm now a solo artist doing my own stuff. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, well, huge congratulations again on the nomination for the award. But also, if people want to come and see you perform, you'll be playing on this Saturday, the 14th of September, 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the Grand Foyer at the Auckland Museum. Tickets are only $10, which is an absolute steal, because it's not just you. Rob Ruha will also be playing. We've got Mara TK as well. And what are you going to be doing? You're going to be playing all of your EP, or?
So it'll be kind of half and half. So I'll play, I'll probably sing half of my EP and hopefully some new music.
Exciting.
Yeah, some new music to possibly go on to another EP album next year. So yeah, if you want to come down, yeah.
Come down. It's out. BYO cushion as well, I see.
Definitely.
On the thing there too. So bring something comfy to sit on.
Or you'll be sitting on the cold ground.
And all of this is in celebration of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori.
Yes.
What does Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori mean to you?
Te Reo Māori to me means everything, I think, for Māoris. Like, Te Reo Māori has taught me my identity, where I come from, who I belong to, whakapapa and stuff like that. Tikanga, where how you go on to a marae, how you respect people. And so I've learnt, well, I've grown up in this Māori environment. So, yeah, Te Reo Māori has helped me in this world. And yeah, that's what it means to me.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to play one of your tracks now, Paheretia, from your EP, which is very cool. Shine Your Light is the name of the EP. Kia ora, thank you for coming in again, Katerama. People can go and check you out on Saturday. It'll be very cool.
Hora mai tokoro wai.
Ko paiheretia, te ra waiata, ko katerama, te kai waiata, kia ora again to Katerama for coming in and chatting to us this morning. 100% agree with all the texts coming in. Wow, what a beautiful voice. And what a lovely woman as well. And if you want to go and catch her performing live, then you can go and see her this Saturday, the 14th of September, which is Māori Language Day as well, commemorating the day that the petition was taken to New Zealand Parliament, a very important day in Aotearoa's history indeed. That song that we were just listening to is Paiheretia, and it is up for an APRA Maioha Award, which is very cool. It's one of four finalists. So head along to the Auckland Museum on Saturday if you want to hear that beautiful voice in person.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.